Joining me live in studio today, the ultimate vocalist. The crown given out last night during the last and final vocalist competition, and Star Valley's own Case Tippetts winning the ultimate vocalist crown. Case, how are you this morning?
I'm good.
After last night, man.
I'm good.
Has it sunk in yet? Has it hit home what just happened less than 24 hours ago?
No. No, not at all.
No. Well, congratulations right off the bat. First off, what an incredible show last night. What was it like to be part of that?
That was awesome to be a part of that. I feel like being a part of that was a huge blessing. That was so much fun to be a part of all of those other fellow singers. We all get along so good. They're all incredible people. They have incredible voices. And just to be a part of that group, I think, is a huge blessing.
Now, a little behind-the-scenes story that people just watching last night didn't know. You basically had no voice on Tuesday night.
Yeah.
and then for you to go out last night, just right after that, and sing the way you did, emotions and mentally, sure. What was that like to
get through that? It was stressful, very stressful, because I did get sick last week, and it just shot my voice. It kind of just took that away. We had that banquet the night before I wasn't able to show up to, just because my voice was shot. Literally a lot of attacked that at every angle, spiritually, medically, everything. We said a lot of heartfelt prayers and just went out there and gave it my all. But it worked out really well, and I'm glad that it did. Obviously, you know, it was really, really. I'm glad I was able to actually go out there and at least give it my all. So that was really cool.
Tell us about your song choices and what led you to do what you did, because they were. You can sing. Your genre is wide open, right? You can do so much, but you kind of went a little almost hip-hop-ish,
sure,
for a minute, yeah, there in the first round.
The first song, honestly, that was a song that it was two different reasons, I guess, I chose that one. One, my dad really loves that song, and so I kind of wanted to do that for him because I knew how much he loved the song, but also I feel like a lot of people can relate. There's a lot of, I was kind of considering not doing it because it was kind of a darker theme a little bit, you know, talking about depression and not being happy. And I typically try to stay a pretty positive person, you know, but I felt like it's something that a lot of people can either relate with themselves or know somebody that can relate with depression or not feeling happy or that struggle in life. And so I decided to stick with that one because I felt like it was something that I could relate with a little bit. And hopefully that other people could too. But
and how about the second song? Am I the only one? That Aaron Lewis one.
That one, I felt like might be a gamble because it was a little bit of a stance, a political stance, and I don't know that that's the most popular thing sometimes. But I felt like in Lincoln County, I was pretty safe to sing that song. I felt like for me, I was able to present that with some emotion personally, just because of my own personal feelings about the way things are, and I feel like things have been better before in regards to our living conditions, and I feel extremely grateful to live where I live in the United States. I feel extremely grateful to live here in Star Valley. I'm grateful for my freedoms. I'm grateful for the military that make that possible, and so it was kind of a chance for me to thank the military, and it was a chance for me to kind of give tribute to them for what they do, and kind of express a little frustration too at the same, sure, time.
We talk about this every once in a while when we reference the vocalist. Over the years, there have been at certain competitions moments that really stick out,
yeah,
and certain performances, certain moments, crowd reactions, that type of thing. Your second round song was one of those. When those two veterans walked out on stage, that was one of those like, holy cow, this is cool type moment. So first off, tell us about those two veterans. Who were they?
Paul Kacharik and Walter Granquist. And so I know them because Paul is the father-in-law to my nephew, and then Walter is a coworker friend that I have. I used to work with him at Carpets Plus there, and so I got to know them. And as I was trying to think of who to use, I just felt like they would do the part well. They look the part. They look solid and just look like that, right, military strength to me. And so I know them as people, and they're just awesome people. And so I felt like they would be a really good representation of what the military is.
It was really cool, really special moment. What was it like for you? I mean, during the whole song, the crowd was getting into it, but then when they walked out, Nobody stayed sitting. Right. Everybody stood up. And then you had to keep singing. I mean, what was that in that moment? What was that like for you being on the stage with those two and seeing everybody stand and react the way they did?
It was unforgettable just because it was really neat to see people's response to the song and to them, because they didn't stand up until the military came out. You know, I feel like that was a highlight of a high moment of that song is when they came out. I feel like that's when people kind of felt the most emotion from what I could tell from my perspective. And so it was really cool. It was really neat experience. There were some lights and, you know, their flashlights from their cell phones in the back, and they were standing up and respecting the military. And that's what it's about. That was really a really cool experience for them to honor the military like that. You know, it was cool.
It was a special moment. Really cool. Really special moment. So the whole show is over. It's all said and done. You're on stage with the other contestants. All eight of you are there. And Case Tippetts gets the announcement as winner of the Ultimate Vocalist. When your name is announced, what's the first thing? What do you immediately feel?
Relief, because that was a very stressful few days leading up to it, you know? Excitement. I was really excited and felt very blessed. Like I said, I don't want to get all spiritual on you, you know, but I mean, it was an answer to prayers to be able to perform. And then I feel like it was just the icing on the cake to be able to win a competition like that.
I don't know who was more excited, you or Melissa, who was standing next to you.
She was Melissa's so
reaction
awesome.
was just as excited about it. It was fantastic. You've been able to rub shoulders with a lot of those winners over the years since you won clear back in 2017. You performed with them multiple times.
Yeah.
So just talk again about what it was like to be on stage in a competition setting with every one of them last night.
It was so good. I love every one of them. They're, because of the vocalist family, you want to call it, it's given us an opportunity to get to know each other. People from, you know, not just in Star Valley here now. And in some, you know, Kiana and Eric, they're not from here, but them being able to come and get to know them and get to know EJ. And there's so many of us that just have been able to get to know each other in a way that we never would have. And so being able to rub shoulders with them, get to know their personalities, be able to create those friendships, it's been really cool to get to know the incredible people that they are. So it's been awesome to be able to get to do that with them.
So the big question at the end, $10,000, Case, it's almost hunting season. You got big plans?
Yeah, groceries and a tank of gas, it'd probably be about gone, you know?
Yeah. That's how it
No,
goes.
I don't have any, I don't I haven't thought about that. I don't know. Something fun, I'm sure.
Yeah.
It's got to be something kind of fun.
A lot of excitement. Maybe talk more about after it was over off stage. I mean, you were the star after it was over. Everybody wanted a Case Tippetts picture. What was that like?
It was fun. It was really cool. I had a lot of family, a lot of friends. There was a lot of support, and I'm really grateful for that. A lot of people showed their support by being there. And then afterwards, like you said, they came and congratulated me. So that was really, it was really nice of them. It was cool.
Of course, you can take maybe a day or two to now. Yeah. That is over, right? But vocally, for you, what would you like to do next? I mean, is there anything that you have in mind, singing wise?
Nothing in mind. I mean, I am kind of sad that this is the last year, because I mean, the vocalist has provided opportunities. That's been my outlet, you know, to be able to share the talent a little bit, to be able to sing and pursue that hobby, and so. Now that that's done, I honestly don't have any big major plans ahead of me, you know, in regards to that. Just, I mean, I don't know.
Maybe you should start a singing competition. Huh?
Maybe so. I heard some people are stepping down.
Yeah,
so.
there's a rumor out there that they're giving it up. Yeah, that's Case Tippetts, the Ultimate Vocalist, winner last night at the Lincoln County Fair. Anything else, Case, you want to share with us about last night?
No, I just... I express my gratitude to people that showed up, made it possible for there to be a show, because without people showing up, there wouldn't be. SVI Media, obviously, they need a huge shout out, because you guys put in so much work for us to be able to go out there and spend 3 minutes out there on stage, you know, but they put in tireless hours. We're late, our home way late last night, extremely late last night, and you guys put in a lot of time and effort for us to be able to go out there and do what we love to do, so...
Well, it's what we love to do too, man. So it goes both ways. That's Case Tippett this morning, the ultimate vocalist winner. It's all part of the weekday wake up on SVI Radio.